Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 p.m. over here on the East Coast, and it is a very, very scorchy 90-plus degrees today, high humidity, high crimes and misdemeanors, cloak and dagger. Washington, D.C. is on a roll. I have to tell you something. I think if we keep rolling our eyes, we're going to have eye muscles that look something like Arnold Schwarzenegger biceps bulging out of the side of our face, or a little something like Hillary Clinton rolling her eyeballs while she's having a stroke or a seizure or a blood clot kicking in. Because we know now that she has diseases of the brain, blood clots, etc., Parkinson's, other issues. You know, I just watched a video of her at the Biden residence in Scranton, Ohio, or Scranton, you know, up there, whatever it is, where he came from. I guess somewhere up there in upstate New York, not Scranton. Sorry about that. But the deal is this, ladies and gentlemen. They're lying to us. The machinations, the machinery that is absolutely running this Manchurian candidate out of the White House, and they want to put another freak show on display for another 4 years. While they're attacking Donald Trump with a vengeance, they're telling you you're stupid. You don't know anything. They really believe after 25 years of the internet and now 10 years of social media and YouTube and everything else that we are absolutely MK Ultra mind swept watching the Mockingbird media live to us on a daily basis. And you know, I hear now that they're calling for, I believe they're calling for Lynch and Comey's resignations. You know, Bill Clinton put Lynch into the attorney general position somewhere. I can't remember where right now, but he's the one that got her into power in the first place. You know, these people have worked with Eric Holder for over 25 years. It goes back to Waco, Janet Reno. All these false flags, these dangerous operations, killing people right in front of your eyes for the consumption, you know, for mainstream media to put this stuff on display, these shock events, to make you think you're safe, to make you think that the government does not kill Americans at will. I don't care if it was Ruby Ridge or Waco or Oklahoma or 9/11. I don't care if it was the bogus Boston bombing and you see people's prosthetics falling off and the fake blood spattered. You know, you haven't heard a word about the Sarnet brother, the last one. You know, they killed the older one, of course, and then he's been on trial in Boston. And they said, hold up. Hold on there a minute. His attorneys have this thing in limbo. Mainstream media is dead quiet about this. But they are all over Hillary Clinton for president. They are all over Donald Trump, faking the polls. AP has been putting the squash on real numbers in election polls for the last 30 years. These people are the manipulators of the election final count process, where we know full well that the Chad, you know, was not real, got George Bush in. You know, Al Gore won that election. I'm going to tell you right now, I am a Republican, but I guarantee you that if Donald Trump wins and nothing happens by next election time, I usually vote every couple years for governors and whatnot, but I will be an independent if things don't go right in this country. I am 59 years old. I'm going to retire in 3 years. I'm going to wind up living in a trailer somewhere, probably in South Carolina or North Carolina, as close as I can get to the beach. I'm going to slowly shrivel up. I have bladder cancer. God knows what's going to happen. If I live 5 more years, it'll be a godsend. You know, I know that really nobody listens to this radio station, but this is my little shtick that I do. I wouldn't mind finding radio work for the rest of my life, because I really believe that after listening to Michael Savage and Alex Jones and, you know, Jim Mars, and so many, many, many others, you know, on Coast to Coast, George Noria, that's some. I would love to have my own kind of whodunit, what's happening, conspiracy network programming. I wanted to do the show today. I don't do many of them very often anymore. I have a whole 653 listens after 3 years of doing this. And it's kind of silly, but it's kind of a neurosis where you want to get on here and do it. But, you know, I want to do this because it's an outlet for me. Puts my little stamp on things. And who knows, I guess I have family members that every now and then peekaboo on me and try to listen to what I'm doing. I guess they don't call. I don't get birthday calls. I don't get wishes. I basically wrote them off going on 14 years ago. I gave it up. I decided that I would dedicate my life to my work, learning every day, trying to keep a, you know, my head on a swivel, trying to keep the good vibrations going, because I didn't get that from my family. But, you know, politicians are supposed to be the family of the people they represent. You think you were going to have them in your home for dinner. When Congress has literally a 7% approval rating, the president fluctuates, and, you know, you can't find any real poll numbers, because what happens is, folks, they're going to poll 600 Democrats and 400 Republicans. That's how they get their numbers. That's how they askew everything. You know, you can't fake it. You can't get anybody to really tell the truth in mainstream media. And that brings me to Comey and Lynch. That brings me to the email hacks. Now George Soros is in the news. But to hear Comey say that no reasonable judge would convict Hillary Clinton, therefore they didn't, you know, they didn't bring charges. I mean, who's paying these people? We find out that he's a member of the HSBC Bank Board or whatever. He's connected to the Clinton Foundation. You know, look, Lynch and Comey, these are the top people in our investigations. The FBI and the Department of Justice are connected to the Clintons. Connected to the Clinton Foundations. They've taken ginormous amounts of money from the Clintons. You're not going to get honest and fair judicial processes out of these people. Shock, shock after shock. Now, you can sit back and watch hummingbirds in your feeders, watch the squirrels frolic up and down the trees, take your dog out for a walk, you know, pat your grandson on the head and rub your granddaughter's face and tell them how much you love them. Or you can educate your family and say, this is what's going on. We are in huge, dire trouble. The country that our great-grandfather, our grandfather, our father fought for, died for, the amount of blood that spilled up and down the East Coast, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, Alabama, Tennessee, the amount of blood spilled. I mean, all of the wars and the fighting, the last 100 years of banker-run wars, Khazarian Zionist bankers, the Illuminati. Put your finger on any of it, and you can see huge amounts of endless injustice, fakery, fraud, false headlines, media manipulation. There's no such thing as a real, honest, mainstream journalist. Whether it was Cronkite or Morrow or you know, Dan Rather, or it doesn't matter. Now you have to contend with people like Megyn Kelly and Rupert Murdoch, some freak from Australia owning Fox, and you got to worry about these people like Bezos from, you know, Freakland. You know, I've never bought one thing on Amazon. Oh, I'm sorry, I did. I bought a book. Yes, one book, I believe. But other than that, I've never bought anything on Amazon. This man owns the Washington Post. The Washington Compost. You got the New York Times. People depended on these folks. And in blatant, right in front of you, Hillary Clinton is a bold-faced liar. As we watch, you know, Fox News Sunday and Meet the Press and Chris Wallace and John Dickerson. And, you know, we watched for years these other jokers that, you know, these other pundits. You know, I mean, I can't remember him. And by the way, John McLaughlin died today, McLaughlin Group. I really enjoyed watching them, but there too is a left-wing bozo parade. Clowns on parade, scary clowns, a panel of this, a panel of that. You know, I mean, look, what are you going to do when the same mouthpieces every weekend, you know, George Will, Juan Williams, blah, blah, blah. You know, well, they don't make any sense. The facts are out. You have to get your news. People are on Twitter. They're on Facebook. You know, you got Goosifier, or whatever. You've got Drudge. You've got Alex Jones. You've got Michael Savage screaming at the top of their lungs, "The country is being destroyed. They've stolen trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars since 9/11, not to mention the trillions they stole before." Now you have a corporate fascist government dictatorship nightmare in this country. I heard a piece the other day about Corrections Corporation. They get billions of dollars and are paid at 100% capacity no matter how many people are in prison. How many people are dying in prison? How many people in the last 5-6 years have been released after decades in prison found innocent with DNA evidence and knowing full well the DA was a liar? To take an innocent man and throw him behind, usually they're mentally ill and have low capacity for understanding, to put them in prison for life or on death row, knowing they were innocent. My God, if that isn't satanic, I don't know. Look, if you don't have journalism, if you don't have a law-abiding, and I'm talking about rock-solid law, you know, community of justice, man, you have nothing. You have, you know, look what the bankers did. They start these wars, 100 years, the Fed, war after war after war. They've stolen homes. They've wrecked the Wall Street, the stock market. Wall Street is nothing but a huge, ginormous theft ring of bankers and criminals and liars. The stock market is rigged. The elections are rigged. You've got Donald Trump, a man who has built his career on steel, concrete, you know, endless entrepreneurship, and they just are enraged that a successful man like Donald Trump would literally, we're not talking landslide here, people. We are talking a volcanic, tectonic plate movement around the globe of Donald Trump sweeping the popular vote and opinion, and the mainstream media can't handle it. Now, I have not seen Loretta Lynch on television now in over a month. I have not seen Comey on television now for almost a month. I heard he did an interview last night. I haven't seen it. Lying again. Well, it seems like the Senate has convened and they're talking about they want him impeached. They want him to resign and get out. Here's a guy. This guy's like 6'8", an absolute, you know, pillar in the justice community. I mean, he's the head of the FBI. But how many times have I told you that the FBI, the CIA running the drugs? They've been caught human trafficking. We've got open borders. the Nazis come in here in 1947, and by 1948, you've got the CIA. Only 13 years later, Kennedy gets his brains blown out right in front of us as a shock event. And then 50 years later, you have what? 9/11. We find out that the Bush's real names are not Bush, but sure, Nazis. We've seen the pictures of Otto Skorzeny left, you know, he left behind of, you know, the Bushes with Mengele. You have to ask yourself, is anything in Washington, D.C. even remotely real, honest, dignified? I say no. You know, I lived there my entire life except for the 7 years that I was in the military and lived in Southern Maryland. And now I've been in Delaware over here now for 11 years. I mind my own business. I'm just kind of biding my time, you know, getting to retirement, looking for work the best I can, hanging on. I got a few bucks. I got a little cell phone here. And literally I've done 200, not 200, but I did a couple years of shows. I call in the radio stations. I've probably read a dozen books. Mind-numbing, mind-blowing, factual books on everything from why we go to war, which is basically to steal the land, to manipulate the governments, to control the markets, and increase profits for corporation and the government. Weapons manufacturers, John Deere equipment, you know, the food handlers. And then there's the whole drug. The drug empire, ladies and gentlemen, is trillions of dollars. You're struggling. You're working at fast food or you're a contractor and you're running around. You're bidding, you know, you're trying to get a job here and there the best you can. You're trying out here to, you know, you're painting houses and running electrical wires or flipping hamburgers or making pizza or delivering mail or whatever it is you're doing. You are working your proverbial ass off to make ends meet while these people are given money under the table for favors. Hillary Clinton used the State Department, for God's sake, as a pawn shop, as an auction house for pay-to-play to countries China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, it doesn't matter. How in the hell does anyone in any legal position of a prosecutor anywhere not say, you know what, I'm throwing it down on the gauntlet. This is for my kids and the future of the country, and I'm going after these people. I am going to just put it on full display. I'm going to find some judge. Now, you take the judges that do not approve the cases. That's what they do. All it takes is a couple of federal judges. You know, Scalia was murdered. Now they want to pack the SCOTUS. The Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, is the supreme decision maker for our laws. They want to remove states' rights. They want to destroy our sovereignty. And it is all a money-oriented nightmare from hell. I used to ask myself, man, if I could go to the bank and borrow $1 billion, I could control anything I want. Well, that's what they do. The money isn't there. It's all digital. If somebody right now said, you know what, I have X amount of dollars and I want to go take it all in cash because I want to turn it into physical silver and I want to bury it into, you know, 4 foot thick concrete, you know, underground dungeon. I'm worth $50 million and I want it in cash and I want to go take it in silver. More than likely, it would take you a year to get it. I remember when Germany said, we want our gold, and the Fed said, nope, ain't going to happen. Put in a request, it'll take 7 years. Then we find out Angela Merkel is a communist. Germany, look at it, it's underwater now with all these refugees. They can't feed them. We're talking about a scenario of human eruption, blood in the streets, but that's exactly what they want. Eugenics, genocide, depopulation, you know, complete upheaval of society so they can control it. The government that can give you anything can certainly take it away. And this is happening all over the world. You know, I used to come on here and get all excited and yell and scream and stomp and cuss and rave. My last show I did was, you know, look, the N-word, I'll be truth today. It's ridiculous. It's in the English language. It's in the English dictionary. There's a country in Africa named Niger. Well, it was not pronounced Niger. That's where the word comes from. But they had to add one more G to turn it into a slur. You got Black Lives Matters running around, and today we find out that George Soros emails, counting all the Hillary emails, the nightmare from that. Now we got George Soros' emails where he just gave Black Lives Matter $650,000, and he has funded destabilization in seven cities in this country through people, and I don't know, I guess it's Al Sharpton and some of the others. He walks around with a, looking like he's, you know, Al Capone, little skinny bobblehead-looking dude. $200 million to destabilize the United States. We got a man in the White House who sits there and makes smirks and sticks his tongue out. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you consider the retardation that they use, the absolute disgusting nature of how they're using social unrest, social engineering to, I mean, these kids, ladies and gentlemen, will never forget what they're going through. They think it's real. They think there's going to be something at the end of the rainbow for them if they take part. You've got black people for Trump. You've got black people for Hillary Clinton. The Hillary Clinton black supporters say, we're going to tear stuff up. We're going to burn down the cities. Well, guess what? They're going to live in the rubble. You've got Donald Trump supporters that say, we want businesses. We want commerce. We want the economy. We want the banks to open up the vaults to us. You know, we're able to borrow money. We have business ideas. We like to work every day. We want to produce things and make things right here in America. And Donald Trump says that's going to happen. Donald Trump says that the fakery in mainstream media is so diabolical and so egregious, he's going to remove their credentials. He is going to bar them from the White House. He's going to bar them from doing stories the way they've been doing it. You know, they did fund, I believe, billions of dollars to propaganda. I remember when the story came out. Russia has been using propaganda to control its people for a century. The United States caught on to this, and they've been, we're supposed to have truth in journalism here. We don't have it. They don't tell the truth about food. They don't tell the truth about, you know, war. They don't tell the truth about poverty. The unemployment rate is 23%. They don't tell the truth about the oil prices. Look at them. They're plunged. There's so much oil floating around right now, they could give it away, give gasoline away for 25 cents a gallon just to cover their margins. We paid $4 a gallon just a few years ago. Do you remember that? In some places in California, it's still that high. Old Moonbeam Jerry out there, the nightmare from hell. People are leaving California in droves and going to Texas. People are leaving Maryland. They're getting out of New York. And how many people can Texas hold? Well, believe it or not, Texas could hold, and everybody could have a quarter-acre lot, the entire population of the planet, 7 billion people. The Chinese stock market is crashing. Harry Dent, Peter Schiff, the rest of them say, hey, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. The crash is on top of us. All these Wall Street numbers is dead cat bounce. It's lies. It's made up garbage. Now they're, you know, they were down 1,000 points a couple months ago. Now they're at record highs again right before an election. The September and October surprise that's coming. For those of you who are suckers enough to move your money right now into the stock market, you're going to lose everything. This is the same way they did it in 1928. It's the same way they did it in 2007. If you remember, in 2005, from 2001 to 2005, your homes doubled and tripled in value. Now, people are retirement. They pull their 401ks. They're scrambling for the beaches over here. They're buying everything they can. You will not be able to give your home away in 12 months. They're going to so wreck the economy. As Trump is moved into the White House, he will be the president. They cannot steal this election unless they absolutely do something as crazy as murder the man. They blow his plane out of the sky, or his plane drops out of the sky, or there's an explosion, where they attack Trump Towers and say ISIS did it. This ISIS phenomenon is anyone that is diabolical enough to wear a vest with glycerin in it and go blow somebody up. It's not Islam, folks. I just read an article. Every imaginable NATO country has people over there, supposedly in the name of removing al-Assad out of Syria, making Syria part. Look at Libya. Look at the entire European continent. Look at London. Look at Germany. Look at Brussels. Look at France. All this terrible, bloody, dead people everywhere. Look at Libya. And they tell you that they are liberals. They're not liberals, folks. They're murderous, satanic, Luciferian Nazis who literally, some way or another, somehow have lost their minds, their souls, their dignity, their religion. It is frightening to the degree where I don't go anywhere for days. I don't bother going anywhere. I have nowhere I want to go, nothing I want to see for days. I'm busy working around the house, painting this, painting that, and then I go on in my cell phone three or four times a day, and I read a half dozen articles, and then I immediately reach over and turn it off. I just push the button and hit power off, and it's gone, which is what I'm going to do right after I do this show. So anyone who may have been listening here, I appreciate it. You know, I'm trying to get out there. If you want to hire me, you can email me or just basically boing boing at Mr. Boyingy on Twitter, B-O-Y-I-N-G twice on Twitter, Mr. Boyingy. Let me know. I'll take a reasonable income. I'll take a reasonable paycheck, and I'll come on there and razzle-dazzle your people for 3 hours a day if you want me. Believe me, I'm doing a mellow program right now because I'm in shock. Comey, Lynch, Hillary Clinton, 100% connected, running a scam. Look at the three people that were murdered, Ash, Rich, and Lucas, in the pipeline of the DNC email releases. Murdered in cold blood, and they lie. 90% of everything you see in mainstream is lies. How sad. Thanks for listening to the Other Man Show. Bye-bye.